Faithful, you are. You are faithful. I don't know what you're going through, but I make it everybody's that knows what I'm going through. It's all about me. But you need those kind of songs, you know. I turn it on in the middle of the afternoon because I'm retired, and turn it on. You can turn it on the computer and play this song, you know, and dance around your living room, and the dogs look at you like. But it brings such strength to you, you know, when you're waiting on something. Here it is, August 1st, and we're starting a new series, and it's my good pleasure to kick it off. It's called Craving. Crave. What do you crave? You know, we live in a culture that has a lot of cravings, okay? It's pretty amazing the number of cravings we have out there, desires of our heart, different things. And the part of the program I'm going through is on about my diet, you know, to bring healing through my diet, which is in a more holistic approach, which is kind of gives you cravings, you know what I mean? I'm a meat and potatoes guy my whole life, you know. My wife, Judy, would say, well, why don't you eat some vegetables? And I said, well, a potato is a vegetable, isn't it? French fries, you know. God forgive me. I was pretty cocky about it, but when your life's at stake, you know, you really kind of have to change some things, as Betty knows, many of us know. And so for me, it was food, you know. So I had to change some of my diet, and you never know how strong your craving is for sugar until you can't have any, you know. And then you're walking around not looking at your cell phone, you're looking at cereal boxes and stuff, you know, going, 2 grams of sugar in a, is that the whole box, or, you know? And then everything's got all this sugar. Of course, then, you know, as a bread guy, I like bread, everything had to be on a bun. I could make a sandwich out of anything, you know? Really, I mean, just make a sandwich, white bread, and so that's out, because there's a lot of sugar in that. And so there's all this stuff, you know, and then you had to eat green vegetables and kale. And you have kale, you cannot make a kale sandwich. You just can't do it, you know. But I've been learning how to cook a few things, boil some stuff, and start everything on high. Okay, then reduce it. When it starts to smell, reduce it. So, yeah, it's been a challenge. So I was looking at some porn the other day, and and you should see this centerfold. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Wow. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's this month. You should have seen last month. It was all on hamburgers. All on hamburgers. And then they give you this little thing to keep near you, you know, on scene, which is a little pocket piece, you know, stacked, huh? Woo! Oh, my goodness, you know. So it seems like, in our culture, there's a little more acceptable cravings than other cravings, you know. It seems, but we all really crave something, whether it's, you know, to belong. You know, most kids will do anything to belong. They want to be in, you know, with the crowd. And I remember that, you know, trying to be in. And I never felt like I was in. I was not an athlete. Like I said, I tried to be a runner. I ran the 880. You know, there's a 220, the 440, and the 880. Ran the 880. They had taken away all the equipment and the finish line stuff by the time I ran in, you know. I mean, I just was never good at, you know, dribbling and running. I could dribble, but I couldn't run at the same time. You know, so I didn't fit in with that crowd. So, you know, it's amazing what I, you know, really got in with the kids that could drink beer. That was easy. So, you know, sometimes your cravings. I remember the first beer I ever had, and I remember the last. But the first brought me into a group of acceptance, you know. And I think we have a lot of people who just crave acceptance. And I just wanted to start in Ephesians here where it says, grace to you, this exaltation in this greeting, grace you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I just love that. You can do that. Grace and peace. Grace and peace you could pour it out on people. Grace and peace to you. And it says, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, a corporate blessing, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Over 50 times in the New Testament, it talks about being in Christ. Being in Christ. Oh, it's wonderful. Now I'm going to read a little commentary of Ephesians here. Ephesians is addressing a group of believers who are rich beyond measure in Christ, yet living as beggars. And only because they are ignorant of their wealth. Paul begins to describe in chapter 1 through 3 the contents of the Christian's heavenly bank account. Adoption, acceptance. In Christ, we're accepted in Christ. We're not working towards acceptance. We are accepted in Christ. Redemption, forgiveness, wisdom, inheritance, the seal of the Holy Spirit, life, grace, citizenship, in short, every spiritual blessing in Christ. You can have it all. We sang it this morning. You can have it all. We have it all. We have it all. There we are in chapters 4 to 6. The Christian learns a spiritual walk rooted in his spiritual wealth. We're in Christ. And so we're not trying to get in. We're in. We're accepted in the beloved. We're accepted. There's no outcast. There's no orphans. There's no ins, no outs. You know, it's not us and them. We're all accepted in Christ. We just have to awaken to that fact and awaken others to that fact. He wants to fill all our cravings, all our needs for love, acceptance, everything, forgiveness, everything that we crave so much for. Oh, it seems to really grow, really strong, like in your teen years, your high school years, this craving, and you're looking for it, and it's right there. It's right there for us. I can remember as a young high school kid, you know, just walking around wondering, what's it all about? Well, you know, so I'd go down to Amy Joy and eat a bunch of donuts and drink coffee instead of going to school because it was close to school. So, I just sit there and go, oh, what's it all about? You know what I mean? What's going on? You know, and it was years and years and years. I mean, I went to church, folks. You know, it was years before I was accepted in Christ. I understood. Why didn't somebody tell me that sooner? You're accepted in Christ. Could have saved so much of the journey, so much of the wandering. It says, he has chosen us. Woo! Chosen. I mean, you and you and you. Chosen of God. You're the chosen. Chosen of God. He has chosen us in him. There it is again. In him. Listen to this. Before the foundations of the world. What? Way back then. All this time. And I'm wandering around wondering who I belong to. Who's, you know, whether I'm in or out. You know what I'm talking about? You know, am I a greaser? You know, that's dating. Am I a squid? what's the other one? Am I a collegiate? You know, yeah, you get it. You know what I mean? What is it today? I'm a stoner? You know, am I a stoner? I became a stoner for a while. You know, I mean, where do I fit? That's what we're trying. You're in Christ. I wish I would have known this. So, young people, you're in. You don't have to, I'm not going to scare you. Okay. You know that already. You're in Christ, and it gives you confidence and boldness, and you don't accept the counterfeit. You know what I mean? The counterfeit culture, the counterfeit, all these things. And it says, He has chosen us from the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. In love. It's love. Faith works by love. If we know this, if we know this love, this deep love of the Father for us from the very beginning, then we won't flounder around looking for love in all the wrong places. Whew. Never find any there. Never find any there. Trust me, listen to those who already paid the price. That's what wisdom is. Listening to those who already paid the price. I paid the price of wandering around, drifting, and all the in and out of all those places. It says, to the praise. Oh, here it is on 5. I jumped ahead. Having predestined us. Predestined us. Boy, they make that into a weird doctrine, you know. It's us four and no more, you know. Me and you, and they're out. You know, they make that into such a terrible doctrine. It means that he had in his heart before he had predestined in his mind that we're all his. We're all his in Christ. We're all his in Christ. We're all adopted in the beloved. He said, according to the good pleasure of his will. That's how good God is. He looks upon us with that wonderful pleasure. Oh, man, it's glory to glory, glory to glory. Grace sustains glory, not works. See, write that down, somebody. Grace sustains glory, not works. That's what sustains glory. See, we get a taste of the glory, and then we want to go into works to maintain it. And then we look at the other and judge, you know, whether they are in the glory or we're, you know what I mean? And it gets competitive. It gets competitive and judgmental, where we're all in the glory. By grace, not by works. Not by what we do. Not by what we eat or don't eat. Or, you know, I mean, it's glory to glory, not works. You can't work up glory. We're going to work up glory today, you know. This is the no sweat anointing, folks. I mean, it was no sweat today. No sweat. Thank you, Doug and Ronald. You just got us there. You know, it was there all the time. You just awakened us to it. And there it was. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's called glorious, okay? Glorious in Christ. What's glory? Okay, I wrote down glory. It's magnificence or great beauty. Say, that's me. Say, that's me.
That's me.
That's me. Splendor, excellence, dignity. Oh, personal excellence, blessedness. That's you. That's who you are. That's not who you're going to become. That's who you are already. You didn't have to work this up. I could never work up being magnificent. You know, I could never work up being splendid. I could never work up, you know, all that personal dignity and all that. I could never work it up. The spiritual condition of one governed by the power of divine grace. Amazing grace. I'm amazed that God sees me so beautiful. I'm amazed that God sees me so lovely. I'm amazed. The more I learn about it, the more amazed I get. That's why it never gets old. That's why I'm more excited today than I've ever been, because I keep understanding I'm accepted in the beloved. I am his beloved. I am my beloved, and he is mine. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. These are the benefits, folks. These are all the benefits. You know how I want to take you over to, In Christ, at oneness with Christ. Look over to Psalm, let's go over to Romans 3. Did I give you that one, Ron? Romans 3. But now, I like that. But now, not soon, not later, not to come, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Apart from the law. Apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. To all, say to all, and on all, who believe, for there is no difference. Now, I want somebody to study that this week, okay, and tell me what that means. Would you please? I don't get it. I'm going to say it again. To all and on all who believe, for there's no difference. Sandy, you better get into that. You better dig that out, I'm telling you. Woo! I never saw that before. I mean, it's all-inclusive. I mean, this is the benefits all-inclusive. You know, you get there, you get the drinks, the food, the, you know, transportation. It's all-inclusive. All the benefits, all-inclusive. It's like buying a car. Remember they used to buy a car? You get to, oh, I'll have the white walls, and oh, I'll have the hubcaps. Oh, do I get the wipers? You know, how about those, you know, power windows? Now they have a package. They made it so easy, you know. Get the whole package. You get the whole package when you're in Christ. You know what I'm talking about? You get the whole thing. You don't remember what before packages, do you? Oh, my gosh. I mean, you used to have to, you know, I remember buying a car. You know, it had black walls. And it was cheaper. But it was so ugly, you know. It was so ugly. Didn't have a radio. Radio was optional. How many remember that? Does anybody remember that but me? Thank you, Betty. This, you have all. It's all the package. You have the whole package in Christ. This is incredible. It's amazing. I mean, I can't get over it. But now, for all, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Another all. All have sinned. All have sinned and glory of God. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. In Christ. Not in works. In Christ. Redemption. This is why it's so hard for the prophets to get it. The lovers of the law. It was so hard for them. Because they were in a culture of works. Continual works and ceremony and all that. The cross is the finish line. Last week, write that down. If you didn't already, Sandy said it last week. The cross is not the beginning point, it's the finish line. Whew, the finished work of Christ. Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, I just wrote it down in my Bible. Oh, it's grace now in Christ. Restored to glory by his grace. Glory to grace. Glory to grace. Grace to glory. Grace to glory. Oh, grace is right in there with it. Right in there. Turn over to Psalm 103. Oh, I love this. This was my main passage. Is my main passage of meditation through this whole physical ordeal I've been going through. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It starts with worship. Bless the Lord. Whew. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Right for the physical realm. See, worship is in the physical realm, folks. We raise our hands, we dance, we shout, we clap, we move around. I mean, it's in our soul. It's our soul music. You know, and it gets in our soul, right to the root of who we are. When we awake to who we are. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Who's in me? Christ in me. Christ in me. See, when you get that revelation that Christ is in you, your soul awakes. Oh, I was so dead in trespasses and sin and doubt and identity. I was so dead, you know, some honky-tonk Stardust Cowboy walking around, you know, without a horse. I'm scared of horses, you know, but I could look like a cowboy, you know what I mean, and go in the bar and shoot pool and pretend I was somebody, you know what I mean. I mean, come on, when you get in your very soul who you are, that you're adopted, you're accepted, you're redeemed, you're forgiven, you have wisdom, you have understanding, you have inheritance, you have the seal of the Holy Spirit, you have life, you have grace, you have peace, you have citizen. Sometimes we forget it, don't we? But I'm here to remind you. How will they hear without a preacher? Whew. You can have it all. Lord, now I'm going to sing. You know I can't sing. Woo. But it makes you want to sing. It makes you want to shout. It makes you want to dance, you know? Oh, my goodness. It is so good. It's so wonderful. I found who I really am. I'm beloved of God. My whole life, my name was David. My parents named me David, which means beloved, and I never even knew it. I thought I was rejected. My parents rejected me. My dad rejected me. You know, accepted. Accepted in the beloved. Oh my goodness, it changes your whole heart. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All these benefits that I just read to you, all these cravings, all these things we crave. Oh, we crave them from a very young age. All these things, and there it is right for us. He knows what we need. He is our loving Father. He knows what we need, and we need to awake unto this right standing with him. In our very realm, in our very deep inside of us, our soulish realm, you know, so it can rise up into our hearts and into our spirits, who forgives all your iniquities. Everything you did, you know, I can't even remember all the bad stuff I did. I'm getting so old now. You know, and remember all the stuff from the past and all the stuff you'll ever do. All means all. That's all it means. I mean, it means all your iniquities. He will forgive all your iniquities. This is a core reality of a believer. A core reality of a believer is I'm forgiven. Say it with me. I'm forgiven. You know, I worked for many years on the streets of Cleveland running a mission on West 25th Street. All the Vietnam vets would come in. That was the most displaced people in the city. And they never could forgive themselves. I mean, I would try to lead them to Christ and, you know, have say the sinner's prayer, but they never could find that forgiveness. That forgiveness for the things they saw, the things they went through, all that kind of stuff. So they wandered broken and aimlessly around, you know, trying to find that place at the end of the day, which is in him. In him. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, the forgiver. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, who forgives all you, who heals all your diseases. Whew, I'm standing on that one. Woo! Get a diagnosis. You know what I mean? You'll stand. You'll begin to stand on. I feel bad for the people that don't have something, someone to believe. You know, for. To believe for. It gives you faith. It gives you hope. It gives you encouragement. And you know, I mean, fear is right here. Fear is right here, right, Betty? It's right here. I mean, sometimes you'll figure it out, and then you turn your head, and there it is. Yikes. You're going to die, you know. So you got to have something. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, amen, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who heals all my diseases. Oh, it's part of my benefits, Lord. It's part of the package. I receive it now, right from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Whew. Praise you, Lord. Bye-bye, fear. I mean, that's how it is. That's how you got to use the Word of God. That's how we got to train people to use the Word of God, who redeemed your life from destruction. Oh, my goodness. I use this one for my kids, you know. I mean, they get in reckless places and do things, you know what I mean? And we got to pray this over ourselves and our families, who redeems our lives from destructive patterns, destructive lifestyles. Oh, I love this. Who crowns you. Whew. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to go into Burger King and get a crown, but I might have fallen into sin there, you know. Because Doug knows how I like them Whoppers. Remember, Doug, when we used to go? Whoppers, fries. I mean, it's a package, you know. Coke. I mean, this Coke is so big, you know what I mean? And you used to go in, you get that Whopper and that fries and that Coke, and you walk out of there, man, what a rush, you know what I mean? Oh, woo, no more. Keep an eye on me, folks, okay? Keep an eye on me. I don't want to go back. I don't want to backslide. Oh, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, the loving kindness of God is better than life. It is so, I want the whole body of Christ to know God's true nature, which is love, 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 love. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Loving kindness. You know, I mean, that's what I want to be remembered for. When, hey, this is all I remember Dave saying was, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Oh, my goodness. Nothing will separate you. So, that's so hard for people to believe. Yeah. Because they live in shame and regret and all those things. But now, here's it coming. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. Hallelujah. All your cravings can be satisfied in Him. Yes, even sugar. You know, though, if you buy that higher percentage rate of chocolate, the 70 or 80%, you can have one. You can have one. Whew. You know, I want to eat the whole thing, but you know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. I've always been an addictive person, folks. Always. You know, set a chocolate cake in front of me, you know, it's that one piece. Set, you know, things in front. I mean, I've just been an addicted person. I know some people can really drink, have a glass of wine. I need the bottle. You know? I mean, it's just, and I don't, you know, I am amazed, and I think it's wonderful people can have a, and enjoy a glass of wine. That is so wonderful. That's great. Not me. You know, I can't have it all. You know, in that regime. So we have to know who we are and what's going to satisfy us. Alcohol is not going to satisfy me. Pot's not going to satisfy me anymore. It's not going to satisfy. It's not going to bring me a greater understanding of love and who I am. It's just not going to. And people are on this journey trying things. I'll try this. Maybe this is it. I'll try this, you know. And I mean, they're trying the most confusing things, you know. It's amazing to me the confusion that's out there, gender confusion, all this confusion to try to find where do I belong, who loves me, what, you know, I mean, who, all this stuff when it's Christ in you. Awaken to Christ in you. We're going to get there. He satisfies your mouth with good things that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, I love that. Do you know why? I love that scripture. At this age, I need renewing. I don't like feeling tired, and so I'm willing to do whatever it takes to improve my health. You know, I'm going to take personal responsibility for my health, not expect just to go to the doctor and have him do it. I did get the surgery, all right? All right, but now it's my responsibility to do things that improve my health. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for waking me up, Lord. Many times we just crave the wrong things, and it's just, it comes against us. Oh, you know why we forget? You know why we forget and we have to be reminded? Because we're not rooted and grounded in love. And that's what we're trying to do here. Root you and ground you in the reality of His love. Whether you've had failure, disappointment, all these things, you're loved, you're loved, you're loved. Oh, now we're going to end in Psalm 17, or thereabouts, right in there, right around there. I think I have two more scriptures. It says in Psalm 18, or 17, verse 15, it says, "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness." That's when I see you as righteous. I mean, when I see your face, I see the glory. I see the glory on your face. There it goes. Glory and smiling go together. Little grin there. I get it. That's how God sees us. When we get that revelation, no one can put us down.
That's right.
No one can put us down or make us feel less or whatever. Hey, I found another love note from God. He told me, this is for you. This is for you. You're not, you are not what people have told you. You are more than you can ever imagine, the Father. Wow. See, God's got, well, why didn't God give me a love note? Here it is, folks. Yeah. Here it is. Just on how you read it. Just in how you read it. How you reading it? Condemnation and what are you in the Old Testament? You know, you're in the law. You know, the law. See, so many people are in the law. We need to get into grace, in the goodness of God. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I will. John, I will see your face in righteousness. You got a face, a righteous face. All right, that's what God's saying. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Whew. One with the Father. Jesus said that we may be one as you are one. We're one. We're in Christ. We're one. We're not trying to one. We're not trying to get to be one. We are one. Yeah. Whew. Rest. Rest in the Lord. That's I can sit in his presence and bless the Lord, oh my soul. I can have that confidence in the Lord. I'm not striving to get there. The finish line is the cross, folks. The finish line is the cross. Sandy Phillips, write it down. I love that. I mean, did I hear her right? I called her or texted her and said, did I hear you right? The finish line is the cross. Oh my, did you write that down, Rhonda? Did. She's a writer. Oh my gosh. I will see. Oh, I will have spiritual understanding of all the truths of God when I get this revelation. Oh, it's progressive. It's progressive. Here it is. You will show me the path of life or the way of life. This is a way of life. When we walk in, we don't see the negative. We see the positive. When we walk in the store, we see the glory of God. In the produce section. I never get over that. You know, I keep talking about the produce section. Well, it's basically all I can eat right now. But I mean, but the color. Have you seen the color in the produce section? Oh my goodness. I mean, it becomes the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. And now they got all these signs. Organic, organic, organic. Oh, bless God, right at the right time for me. You know what I mean? All about me. Oh. I mean, what a blessing we have, we live in. Oh my goodness, you ever been in a third world nation? They have a grocery store and one corner has some food in it. I've been there, folks. I mean, we are so blessed. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Rich in him, rich in him. It says, in your presence is fullness of joy. In Christ is fullness of joy. Full, we should be the happiest people on earth. Happiest people on earth. Not the most judgmental, not the most critical, not the most frustrated, not the most righteously indignation. No, none of that. For me, I'm joyful in the Lord. I am so joyful that I irritate people. Because they want to talk about how bad it is. You know, it's getting pretty bad out there. The end is near. You know what I mean? No, I'm not going there. We've only just begun. The finish line is the cross. We've arrived. We're blessed. Whew. Oh, my goodness. It's so wonderful. Oh, it's a spiritual revelation. It says, when I awake to righteousness with right standing, I will see God. I will see God in all his glory everywhere. I will see glory. Oh my goodness, I see it in the trees and the grass. I see it in the flowers. I see it everywhere, everywhere. My wife's cooking, you know, her heart to prepare parties for people. And oh my goodness, I see God's glory all over. It's wonderful. It's incredible. It's glory. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. All your cravings for pleasure, acceptance, all are there forevermore. Every craving satisfied. Whew, that's what we're going to be doing all month. What? Yes, all month. Oh, all month. Yes, we're going to satisfy all your... Oh, now I'm getting drunk. Oh, my goodness.